Omar Mar Baravaki. Mar Baravaki. Is that his name? Mar? Okay. Mister? Alright, one treat. Siskovich?
Okay. The Amar Mar Baravashi. Haidusha de Tamri, Mivarchin Allah, Shaakoni Abivara.
Okay. So, the Duvsha de Tamri. So, what is that?
The date honey.
That is the date honey, correct. The date honey. Now, what exactly is the date honey? We're not sure, but right now we'll just take it at face value. Right? Because that's machlokas, what this really is. What is this date honey? But plain shot is it's the real pure date honey, unadulterated. Okay. Anybody see date honey? Anybody ever see date honey?
No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had it once.
You had it once?
Yeah.
You just eat it?
You know how it was?
Well, probably you make. Yeah, it's better.
He had it with his collars.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So my timer. So why do you say shako? Zeya ba'amahu.
That's it. It's just sweat.
It's just sweat. Should I take your Rashi? Zeya ba'amahu.
Where's Rashi?
Last white line.
Zeya ba'amahu. The eno pri. Revarcha la bo creates. It's not pri.
Yeah, it's Zeya. Zeya. So it's like... What is Zeya, really? I mean, it's like a steam. It's like a...
secretion?
Some sort of secretion. All right. So what does that mean? So Rashi saying, what does it mean? It means that it's not the pri. That's what it means. Zeya ba'alma, it's not a statement about the merits of date honey. Right? It's not derogatory. It's just saying halachically, it's not considered the pri in order to make the bracha Bori Priyates. So in order to make the bracha Bori Priyates, you need to have the pri. Correct? You need to have the pri. Or some representative of the pri. And this is too far removed. That's plain shot Rashi saying, right? It's like what's someone saying? A derivative? Okay, go ahead.
Come on. So who is this like?
But this is a machlokas tanoim. Turns out this is a machlokas tanoim.
Ki hai tana. It's not dvash tmarim v'yein tapuchim v'chomet smonios or sifvanios v'son jastro v'shan neperos shal truma Rebbe Eliezer v'chayiv keren v'chomish Rebbe Yeshua poter. So the date honey, the apple wine, and the Sivanios vinegar, so Rashi will say that is, and other meperos of truma. So Eliezer says, if you drink them b'shogeg, so you chayv the keren b'chomesh, and the Rabbi Yeshua says you're poter.
Okay, what's the din by truma?
If you eat it b'shogeg, you're chayv a knas.
So b'chomesh. If you eat the truma b'shogeg, you chayv a knas. Okay. Keren, you chayv stam, because it's like a momentous of the coin. Right? But then the chomesh is for being mechalel.
And
Rabbi
Yeshua says you're poter. Is that just from the chomesh?
From the chomesh. Just from the chomesh. Okay, Rashi.
Okay. Chomesh sifvanios. Sofei anavim she'en misbashlim olamis. Ve'osim mehem chomesh. So it's the end of the grape vine, which never ripens.
Grape vine?
Why do you say vine, yeah?
The end of the grape?
It's the sufei anavim. It means it's like the... What's that?
Is it referring to the heart in terms of the harvest period? Right.
It means, yeah, the ends of the... It's the ends of the grapes. It means they're the ones that remain.
Right.
In the Dharm, they have Rashi finding them.
The ones that remain.
They're all winter. You leave it in the vineyard. Like
those are stuv... Those are the stuvanios. Same thing.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Daniel was saying, because they used to grow grapes, and so he said, like the small ones on the bottom, that's what we thought they were. Like there's like little grapes on the bottom that are not ripe.
That's right. And they never ripen. But the ones that never ripen.
Yeah, but are they the ones that, like, are the
You were just talking about where they get derive their name from.
Yeah.
But
no, no, so. I don't think it comes from where they are on the vine. Uh-huh. I don't think so. I haven't grown grapes, but I don't think so. Anyway.
Okay. So they never ripen, and you make...
That's the main thing. The main thing here is that they don't ripen. Okay.
Wait, but you wouldn't use grapes that you could have used for wine that do ripen and then let them stay on for a long time?
What? Once again?
You're saying it's specific grapes that never ripen?
That's right.
It can't be like a regular grape that you leave on for like a long time?
No. That's not what I was talking about. You could make vinaigrette out of wine, but these apparently don't go into the wine stage. They make them right into vinegar. It's a waste to make vinegar out of to make your vinegar when you make wine.
Trying to squeeze any use you can out of the other one.
Yeah, well, you can't make. Let's put it this way: you can make wine out of the grape. Apparently, you can't make wine out of these things. So you make them into vinegar. Why would you make right?
B'chayat keren v'chomesh l'shosim imena b'shalim. Drink it. Okay. Rabbi Yeshua poter dizeya ba'amahu ve'ein shem truma chalav. So since it's jizeya and the shem truma is not chal on them, ve'ein l'cha priya.
But the point is also once I'm sorry. But the point is they are called the end ones because when they're never ready to be picked. That means they're always the ones that are going to be left in the end. I mean, whenever the harvest is ready, whenever the grapes are ripe, they're always going to be left over.
But the stovanios, is that just
same thing? That's same thing. That's the ones that go through the fall.
Okay, I just got confused because when I looked there, I didn't see any indication that it was like a different grape than the normal one you use for wine.
Right, it has nothing to do with the fact if a person would intend to make wine, to make vinegar out of the good grapes, that wouldn't call them. They wouldn't become stovanios on that because they would all be collected. There's always going to be the ones that aren't collected. Those are the ones that are the souffle level. Okay, anyway, go ahead.
So here's poter because they're simply, because it's simply zeya, and the shem truma is not chal on it. Ve'in l'cha pri hanitan l'mashka, el zesim v'anavim bovad. And the only pri that's nitan l'mashka are the zesim and anavim, v'anu k'mar baravashka.
Okay. So, in other words, how does this, Rashi's trying to explain, how does this Mishnah in Truma have anything to do with the bracha of honey? Right? What does it have to do with the bracha on honey? So what's Rashi saying? What does it do with Zeya? What does it do with the idea of Zeya? Right? So what's Rashi saying? Now, why are you pata the chomesh? Why are you part of the Chomesh?
Because the Shem Truma is not Chal on them.
Because the Shem Truma is not Chal on them. Right? Why is the Shem Truma not Chal on them? Because they're not the Pri. Right? Mm-hmm. That's what you're saying. You see from the fact that the Shem Truma is not Chal on this thing, that it's not the Pri. So therefore, that's the same reason why you can't make a bari priyates. Interesting thing. It's an interesting thing. The shame truma is chal on the shame pri. Not the substance. It has to really be the pri. So you see from this that the mashke that comes out of these things does not have the shame pri. It's a kilkel. Apparently, it doesn't have the shame pri, except for what?
What's a kilkel?
It's destructive, but let's say it doesn't have the shame pri. But except for what? Except for wine and oil. Right. Now why? So why is the difference between wine, oil, and these other things? So Rashi says. Now what? Those are nitin lamashka. So what do you see? First of all, what do you see that? That it's not a physical. The zeya is not a physical thing. It's not that physically it's considered a zeya. Zeya is a halachic idea. Because if it's a physical thing. So physically, wine is to grape, as dvash is to date. right? So if you're going to say that this form of a fruit does not have the, it's too liquidy, or whatever you're going to say, and therefore it's intrinsically removed from the shame pri, then it's impossible to understand wine or oil, right? So Zeya is a different idea. What's the idea of Zeya? Yeah.
You say Zeya is halachically defined as waste. It has the halach definition of waste, and so therefore the truma, the definition of truma, cannot be chal on that because it already has halach definition. It's waste, and that's it. So similarly, the bracha of
any waste though. People eat it.
Drink. Well, let's say you mean say it's like a byproduct. You mean it's like a byproduct, or it's like, I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with the derivative. I think is not.
I don't mean waste like negatively. I just mean right. It's not waste in terms of the acre pre. It's not
right.
It's
not the acre pre. It's a derivative of the pre. So he says you have to know what it's for. Right, you can't call. You wouldn't call it a byproduct. I mean, like a secondary, an extraction. Yeah.
Would you call it the ikar pri though of that type of grape?
The ikar pri of that kind of a grape. That's a good question.
We're not talking. We're talking about the pri of the grape or the pri of the ace. Just to get back.
We're talking about the pre of the eights,
right?
Notice, is this the, well, the pre of the eights is definitely the fruit.
Right.
Right. But now that you're taking something out of the fruit.
Right, but
that's still considered this pre.
Of the tree. Meaning like wine, it's not, when we say it's a pre, it's still a pre of eights. The same pre that was in the grape is transferred to the wine now in some sort of way. Meaning anything you can extract from a pre, in theory, you could call the pre a pre, but that's not what we're talking about.
Not the pre of pre, correct.
Okay.
Correct. Means the pre of the eights, correct. But that's a question of, is the original pre considered to be, is this considered a, is this end product considered the ikar of the pre on the tree? No? Or is it considered an extraction or a derivative of it? Yeah.
By another man, Jason, are we saying that it's the shemen and the other shemen is the ikar, or just that it's another?
It's the ikar.
So when you say
that's like Rash said before.
Right. So when you say a bor pri on an olive, is that simply because there's oil in there?
No. It's the pri too. You can't. It was earlier. It's not going to make it not a pri. But you can say that the. It's a good question. There's a Rashi, where did I see a Rashi recently? It says, the son of the Gemara says, Zayas Aguri, it's called. Because the Shemin is Ogur Besocha. Right, where is that? That was recent, huh? Right. So it says, why is it called Zayas Aguri? Because the Shemin is Ogur Besocha, meaning it's like stored up in there. So it's considered like a vessel of the oil. That's the ikar. That's the ikar of the pri. So that just means that when you take it out, it's not like you're soser the real pri and you're just deriving something from it. It's really a piyum. It's really a release of the essential component. It's like we said before. It's not exactly, but it would be similar to like taking the pit out of the fruit. You know what I mean? You're just making it. You're taking away certain bad parts to make it more edible. So if the essential thing is the oil, removing the flesh, removing out, taking out the cellulose is just considered removing from the ichor thing. It's considered releasing the ichor thing. So that's still the pre. Yeah.
So it's much like Moshe was saying, that when you mubarak on the
on the olive itself. It's really the mashka in the water.
You don't have to say that. You do not have to say that.
But if you don't say that, it seems like there's like a hybrid definition of pre-emergent almost, because you're saying on the one hand, just the fact that it's the thing growing on the tree, even though that's not the ultimate, you know, thing that it's used for, that itself isn't enough to make it a pre. But on the other hand,
that what?
The fact that even though we're not growing it for, like, you know, the point of this isn't the olive, the point is the oil itself. Still, the olive, even without the oil, would still make ha'etz on it, seems like you're saying.
The olive without the oil, you'd still make ha'etz on it. What do you mean, if it didn't have the oil in it?
Yeah, because you're saying that the fact that you made ha'etz on it...
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that there is the olive kibriyaso. At that point, as long as it's edible, you don't have to ask. These questions are irrelevant.
Okay, I'm trying to say that in a different way.
That the olive kibriyaso, the thing kibriyaso, as long as it's eaten, it's a pre-intrinsic. Now, once you change the kibriyaso, the question is it really a change or is it not? But the olive kibriyaso, but any pre-kibriyaso... It's definitely by priates, even if it's not essentially to be eaten kibriyaso.
But isn't this like a gilanosa of its true nature?
That's only important when you want to know, is it a shinoi, like we were doing on the other Rashi? Is it a shinoi?
I mean, in terms of not but I'm just saying conceptually.
No, conceptually, I don't agree with that. Conceptually, the oil is one part of the bria of this olive. The olive kibriyaso is one component. You don't break it up in your mind conceptually in the question of what bracha I'm making on this pre. This is the pre kibriyaso. There's no further question. There's no further inquiry. It's intrinsically the pre kibriyaso. Now the only question is when you're extracting things, which normally we say is considered zeya, not considered the shame pre. Now the question is, what's the ikkar of this? Is this mashke considered a kiyum of its original natiya? But if you're eating the pre-kibriyaso, is no issue. It's only an issue when you're not eating the pre-kibriyaso. Now you want to know, do I still have the shame pre? And it's like wine. You make bari pre hagofen. I mean,
Goffin is grape when you translate it.
It's the
right?
Pre hagofen. It's the pre of the. It means the grape. And we're saying it refers back to the grape.
Right. But people say
the grape or the vine.
People sometimes translate
it's the pre
it as
of the
vine.
It's
but
the
it's
pre
the
of the. No, it's the pre of the vine. It means the pre of the vine, but it means the anavim. Doesn't Rashi?
Yeah, the pre hagofen equals anavim.
Is the anavim.
Okay.
That's why I say if you accidentally make a bari pre hagofen on the.
The grapes.
On the grapes, some say yosek. Of agave gefen, ha gefen hi ha eitz, v'hanovim heim pri agafen. So, you're definitely making the bracha on the grape. But now the thing is, you're saying the wine is really the ikkar of the grape. Right? But when you eat the grape, you don't have to say it's essentially wine. You know what I'm saying? Like the zayas. You can say the oil is the ikkar entity in that zayas. So that means you can still make the bracha like you would make it on the zayas. That's all you're getting back to. Getting back to the pre. But you don't have to say that when you're eating the olive, you're making a bracha on the oil. You understand what I'm saying? Think about it a little bit.
I guess it's kind of bothering me. It seems like there's like a disjointed idea of pre. One hand that briyaso automatically gets you into pre,
right.
And on the other hand, like what the keen of the thing is also
it's like chita. If your coat is chita, make a bar priyadama. The whole thing of the reasons is when you're not with the thing kibriyaso, I want to know: can I still relate back to it like the entity from the tree, like the entity itself? So that depends on what the original. If this is a kiyum of the original entity, so then I can still relate back to the original entity. But you don't go backwards. Okay. You don't look at it backwards.
I mean, when you mean by the shemen, you're not saying that is the tree. You're saying that is no different than the pre kibriyaso. You're not saying
right.
that the oil itself
right.
is a pre, saying
right.
that is no
exactly.
change from the briyaso. But the briyaso is the only idea of pre.
Because in the pre-kibriyaso was this idea that it's ogur. That it has shemen locked in. But it's not growing shemen. Okay, think about it a little bit. But anyway, the point is over here that what Zeya Rashi is saying That's the nafkamin over here between whether it's zeya or whether it's not zeya. That if it's nitan lemashke, so then you don't consider the mashke a shinoi. I mean, Rashi's consistent with the way he was learning shemen from before, right? The way he understood shemen, like of Nachman, I guess. That it's shemen miyad ba b'shinoi v'chlal derech achilah. So v'ikar pri l'kach natuhu. Yokach priu. Right? It still has a shame pri. But anything else that's essentially for achila, right, then the mashke is just considered a derivative of it. And it's not considered the pri anymore. Okay? That's pashtus. We can take Rashi simple. Alright, there's no need to get any more complicated right now. Alright? And that's going to be the same question by Truma. By Truma and the Gemara also hold by Orla and by Bikurim. It's all going to be the same question. That what? That you're not allowed to eat the Truma, the Peros of Truma, of a Kohen. The Zohar's not allowed to eat that. So now the question is this considered like a new thing? Right? A derivative? Or does it still have the same pre? It's the same issue. It's the same issue. Right? Okay. Yeah.
Well, could you say that everyone agrees that it doesn't have the same pre? It's just that the machlokas is truma and pre or substance?
Well, Rashi's saying that's not how to learn that machlokas. I mean, could you learn that way? It's possible, but if you look into the sugya, it doesn't come out that way. Mm-hmm. The whole sugya revolves around pre. The way the Gemara in Chulin has a whole richas over there. Revolves around pre. Okay? Go ahead. Alright, so that's one Gemara. That's the Gemara by Zeya. So it would seem that what? That anything is... that is only Yayin. It's only Zesim and Anovim, where the Mashke is an intrinsic part of the fruit, that... the mashke is still considered the pri. But everything else, the mashke is considered a derivative. It's like no, like you have in your day, you have no same time, like a no same time is one step removed from the thing. It's not the thing, it's an instantaneous time of the thing. And then you have an instantaneous time of an instantaneous time. Because there are derivatives. So you only make the bracha on the pri itself. Okay. Alright, that's one thing, that's fine. But another problem is the Gemara by Meish Lakos throws a monkey wrench into things. Right? And Lamites. Omar of Papa. Got it, John?
Yeah, that's fine. Omar of Papa. Pshitli Maya de Salka Kisalka. Maya de Lifsa Kalifsa.
So for some reason this was obvious to him. Not clear. Well, this was obvious to him. I guess everybody held this way. There was no question about it. That what? That the water of the silk is what? The beet? Interesting Rashi, huh?
Yeah.
He calls it the tavshil. I didn't notice that before. That's very interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Kisalka, so that's considered to be the tashu itself, meaning bracha.
That's considered like the vegetable itself in terms of the bracha. Meaning to say that you make a bar pi adama on the liquidy part of this stew of beets. I take a beet and you cook it for a very long time, and the water gets beady, right? You make a bracha, you make a bar pi adama on that beet.
There's no substance of beets in the water, right?
No.
I mean, just in the part that we're talking about.
That's correct. Other than, right, no real substance. I mean, obviously something's coming out.
Yeah.
Go ahead. So these are all obvious to him. And the water of the lefes, that's some sort of... Those are other types of vegetables, like cabbagey type of things. I mean, no, we're never clear what that means. It just means like a generic. Doesn't it mean though, like a cabbage or anything?
Yeah, I thought we saw turnip, right?
Turnip. All right, turnips. And Maya, the kulu shoki, kulu shoki. All vegetables are all vegetables are like the soup of all the vegetables is like the vegetables. So in other words, on a vegetable soup, you make a bar piyadama, I'm saying. Just on the soupy part. Right? That's pashut. What he was unsure of was what? The shivsa. So what is the shivsa?
Rashi says, Yerek shenosin ma'at b'kdera. So you put a little bit of his vegetables in k'dera.
Right.
Limtogama, and it's just for sweetening. The lola of
him. Interesting. You do not eat it at all. Throw it out. What is it?
Does it mean you don't eat it? Does that mean it's not for the purpose of eating, or does it mean you actually don't eat it?
A what? And
you do eat it, but it seems like you do eat it. It's just not for the purpose
dill.
Of eating, yeah? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you do.
Doesn't matter if you eat it or not.
Doesn't matter.
What? So what is it?
I thought Jasher said dill.
Dill?
I thought. Seen was aniseed, I think. That's kind of weird.
What?
Aniseed, I think.
Anise. Like, that's like black that, but that's not. That's like black licorice. That's not sweet.
Yeah.
But dill's not sweet either.
It's looking like sweet.
I mean, matuki doesn't necessarily mean. Maybe doesn't necessarily mean. Means
flavor spices.
Make it better.
We said sweeten a little bit, man.
Dill sometimes.
Dill is like a little bit. Dill pickle is sweeter than a half sour.
Which is dill sour.
Oh, pickles are sour. Yes, normally they're sour.
Anyway, people don't eat dill.
I eat dill.
Anyway, let's go on. You eat dill?
Ketchup on bread.
Okay, so, good.
Can't put a story on. Tukei kaima avdi, vure zuhama avdi.
It's a funny gemara. What kind of question is this?
Yeah.
Rashi says when he's defining it, people put it in to sweeten it. But that's his very question.
Yeah. And then the braces is like straight out.
And the braces are straight out.
Like, so doesn't it factually you do it to sweeten it?
Factually, Rashi seems to say you do it to sweeten it.
Right, that seems
does
to be the question.
By adding a positive taste or by removing the zuhama?
No, so
factually, the outcome is to sweeten. The initial Rashi is on the outcome.
Or in the
question
itself,
is the mechanism.
What is the function of itself?
What does he say? He says, my. Suki taima of the. Ola vuri zuama of the law. What's that, Matt?
This phrase is funny. Especially the way Rashi talks about it.
Yeah. Oh, let's see. Well, let's see the bracer. Guys, so what's the answer?
So do those Rashi's there on the front?
There's one left.
Taima of it. And we're working on Meme Tavshilo.
Interesting.
I mean, also, why is that the case? I mean, why would you not?
Yeah, what?
Meaning, even if it's removing the zuma, I guess if it's removing the zuma, you don't say anything. Why not?
That seems like
right.
Anyway. Tashma.
It's a good question. It's a very good question. It's difficult for. Depends on how you learn the sugya. I mean, it's a good question.
If it's.
I mean, do you factually taste it or not?
If it's just removing the zuhama, does it have a taste? Or it's just
apparently
like,
it does. Apparently it does.
Just like neutral.
It could have a taste if it's just neutralizing something. What's wrong with that?
I mean,
what's the distinction between the two?
What's the
distinction?
You're
not doing the purpose of adding flavor.
We thought it was just like it doesn't really have a flavor. It just functions in some way to remove the zuhama. I don't know how it works.
It's a good question. I mean, the way that we've shown them learn this... The problem is if you learn like going to the Rush, I don't know if you saw the Rush, but the Rush says, why do you make a bracha on May sil on May on May shlokos? Because it's nose and time, he says.
Yeah.
Right. So what's the question? The question should be, is it nose and time or not why do you do it?
Well, but if you do it for a purpose of removing a bad thing, then the time isn't that non-essential aspect?
Okay, good. So then the question here is, then you must say you do have the time. That's all I'm saying. Because you must say there is time here. According to the Rush, at least. You must say there is time here. That's not his question. His question, though, is... What? Why do you do it, essentially? For the sweetness or for the taste of it or for removing the bad taste for the other thing.
Yeah, but in this case, by the May Shivsa, right. It's just Shivsa and water, right?
That's a good question.
I mean, that's what I thought.
It's a good question. Well, what's the Zuma?
It's taste of water.
No, I thought was just saying in general that's how it functions, but in this case, and we can see from how we, you know, what we do in this case,
you
how
he
it
wants
functions.
He wants to know if it's an ochel or not?
I mean, I was reading it as, does it have Tom, but...
I don't know, I really don't know.
Actually, isn't what's going on here is that he wants to know about the May Maya de Shivsa, and in order to know, first we have to investigate
right.
the Shivsa itself.
In a Kedera.
Is the Shivsa itself? I mean, the whole question here is...
I was listening to the end, go ahead, Tashma.
Okay. Tashma. Hashemes. Misha nisna tam b'kedera, ein ba mishum truma, ve'ena mitama tumas ochem. So the Bryce says, is a Bryce that the Sheves, once it gives the Mishnah, once it gives Tom, so then it's no longer, there's no longer Nisa Truma, and it's not going to be.
So once it can give Tom in the Kedera, then there's no more Truma. Why? Rashi.
A Sheves Imba, Bibad Shala, Misha Nasnua Bikdera, Rotsiu.
Otsiuha,
Einba Shuv Mishum Iser Truma, Tehavi Leke Eitz Ba'am.
So he's saying after it's actually removed, right?
Yeah.
So in other words, you cooked it, and you took it out. So now, all of its time is gone. Now it's just like a piece of wood. The one use thing. Go ahead.
Okay.
Mi dekatani.
Mi diksani. Misha nisnatam. Shmamina. L'taima avidam.
So since it says that after it gave its tam, apparently it can still remove the zulma after it gives the tam. Or no. Uh-huh. Or the other way around. I'm trying to figure this out.
Apparently they wouldn't have said, they wouldn't use the term tam if it was just removing zulma.
Apparently, if it's essentially for Zuma, right, then what does it mean? Is it saying it's what's the chiddush of this? That it is an ochel beforehand, or that it's...
Yeah, that it functions, right? Right.
What?
In its original state, it's right. Nisan Tam.
Shema minar l'taima avida. Since the Mishnah is measuring it by its function of Tam,
right. That's the essence.
That shows you that's the essence of the thing. That shows you that that's the essence of the thing. And if the essence of the thing was Zulma, then it wouldn't be an Ochel at all. It wouldn't be an Ochel at all.
I mean, I don't know about the thing itself, but the
thing
May...
itself, because here it's saying, no, this Mishnah is about the thing itself, right? This Mishnah is really about the thing itself.
Right.
Saying it's not Chayev B'Truma anymore, right? You're not chayiv on it because of truma, and there's no tumas ochlum. Why? Because its function of ochel has ceased. Its definition as ochel had ceased.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So, its definition as ochel had ceased. Now, if you can say zuama, that means it never has a definition as ochel.
Isn't that just like a substance that doesn't have a taste, though? I mean, you can make a bracha on that, no?
No, it would be like... It would be a substance that has a taste that what? But is essentially used for non-food purpose, right? So it would not have a shame ochel. Let's say it wouldn't have a shame ochel. Like a spice. It'd be similar to a spice. You'd make a shakel, yeah. Mm-hmm. You mean, but what about tumas ochel? I mean, why would you say it's not...
I don't know if that's the case. I mean, it just...
Yeah, go ahead, go ahead.
No, I think like Ben's
you make a shahakal on the water no matter what. And that was the point I'm trying to make, though, is that like this. Now, it's only a nafkamin on the water if the vegetable is a barbi adama.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. I feel like Ben was saying that...
That what?
That the idea from the Mishnah is that it's... The way it phrases it is, Mishnas Natam. I mean, I don't know what the halacha would be by, if it were just to be Mavir Zulma. But that's not the proof that it's constructed.
because over here you could say the shemocha is taller on its ability to function for time. So once that's removed, it's not ochre anymore, it's eight. What does Zulamba? It's shemocha might not be taller on it. It's not taller on that.
It's not a shemocha if it's
Lahavi Zulamba.
It doesn't even have a shemocha.
It doesn't have shemocha. Lahavi Zulamba? What kind of ochre is that?
It's wonderful. Why does that remove the
life
of the
life?
Because it's just like...
That's not edible. That's not something you eat. That's something you have to resume. That's just something that you...
It's like
so. Shmamino limsuki tamo ovdi lo. Shmamino. Tishrin. Shmami no, that what? I mean, you're saying why is it expressed that way? Well, how should it express it?
In the Mishnah?
Yeah.
If it doesn't give time, then it shouldn't say Mishnah's not time.
But we know it gives time.
How do we... But isn't Rashi...
It's a fact. It gives time. We don't need the Mishnah to know if the thing gives time. We want to know if it's Mishum Limsuki Taima of the law. That's what we want to know. Why do you do it? What's its main function?
Is it that if...
Shema mina lo taima ovida, Rashi says.
Just a factual question. If it was lahavir zuma, would you leave it in there? Is it from the fact that you take it out means that you just... It's just a function to add flavor, and then when the flavor's done, you take it out. Done.
Number
As
one.
Opposed to zuma, where you like
the
keep it in to neutralize.
He's saying that... Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, I think you could even say that even though we know that it's no same time. The fact that the Mishnah puts it in terms of that shows that that's the essential thing.
Otherwise what? Otherwise it would still be Tumas Ochlim even after it gives it time. No, is that the halacha? The halacha is after it gives it time, it's not Tame anymore and it's not Truma. How else could it say it?
Misha have your Zuma.
But you're assuming that's exactly the same thing as when it gives time.
Yeah, but the way it expresses it shows what the essence of the thing is.
But what if it's different? What if Misha Nasa Tam is a different shear than Misha Hevi Zuma? You're saying that you have
way,
to accept that... Let's say it removes Zuma 10 minutes longer than it gives time. I don't mind if you want to say that the facts are that they're exactly the same. That would answer the question. But I'm just saying that, that if they're not exactly the same... And the Mishnah is choosing the shear of time. It's not just a question of how it expresses itself. It's a question of the shear. Because if this thing is measured by its time ability, that shows you its time ability is its essence. Right?
Yeah. I'm just saying, even if it's the same, then...
Only if it's the same.
No, I don't see that.
If it's different, then the reason why it couldn't have expressed itself by Zulamah, because it's a different shear.
Right.
Correct. And that, therefore, the fact that it said in terms of Tom shows that that's the essence. No?
Only if it's the same.
Only.
Right. Only if
the, but not, not the way it expresses itself. The fact that that's
the shear. The fact that that's a shear.
Correct.
And even if it's the same, then the fact that then you could still say that it's...
But it's a different implication.
Okay.
The implication is from a different thing. One, the implication is just the way it expressed itself.
Right. True. No, I understand. I'm saying you can get the result even if you say that it's the same shear, just from the way it expressed. You can say just based on the way it expressed itself.
But that's a very different idea, I think.
Okay, I don't know. I mean, I don't know the facts.
I mean, in the realm of Tumas Ochlim, we use the shear time, shows you that that's its essence. Since we use the time, that reflects on what it is.
Because the question is like this. I mean, I don't really. The question is, though, is let's say it gives time before it's a Mavizuma. Longer. It's Mavizuma longer than it gives time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then, if it was not essentially Lahavir Tam, if it was not essentially for Lunasinas Tam, right, then what? It would be Tami Tumas Ochlam until it's Ma'avir Zuma? That's what you'd have to...
Seems like that would be the result.
Either that, or it's saying no, that it wouldn't be Tami Tumas Ochlam at all. It would have to be one or the other. I would say it's not Tami Tumah Zofel at all. Because Lav Yezum is not a function of Tom, not a function of Alcohol.
But even so, you're saying it does give Tom. So even though that's a
Yeah, but
function,
that's what I'm saying, that even though it gives Tom.
You're saying it's like a spice.
If it's Lav Yezum, it's not considered an Ochel. It's Mufka from Torah Zofel. It would just be like a. Yeah, like if. Like if soap happened to also taste good a little bit. I don't know. I really don't know. I really didn't work on this part. I just thought maybe we can get something out of it now. But I don't know. Anyway, let's go back. Maybe we'll think about it another time. But right now, let's go back to our issue here. So what's the issue here? The issue is the first part. That you see from this, that what? That a strange thing. That the water that the vegetable is cooked in gets the bracha as the same as bracha as the vegetable. All right. Maybe we'll try to work this out when we get to the way the Rosh Hashanah understands. So guys, let's take a look at Tosfos. So this would seem to be a problem with the sugya of Zeah. Right?
Right.
So take a look at Tosfos. Maya the Soka Kisoka.
Maya the Soka Kisoka. Mevorkan alea borei pri hagama. Afo kisha inba elamayim utam hayurakos. Nevorach alehem kishar.
Kasher.
Oh, nevorach alehem kasher yivarach al hayurakos.
So even though it's only water and tam, we make the bracha like the vegetable itself. Go ahead. And even though Tosfos makes note of the problem, even though we said earlier that meperos is just zeah, and here it also seems to be just zeah, it's not the substance of the thing. You can make a difference. You can be mechalik. But he's not going to help you out too much. Yesh l'chalik. Funny Tosfos. Yesh l'chalik. But that's the problem. The problem is these two sugyas. How do you work these two sugyas out? On the one hand, we say the juice of the thing is a shahakol. But the water it's cooked in is the Bari Priya Adama. Yeah.
Can I try an explanation? Okay, so I think Tosfos is Havamina, and which the question is based on, is that the Tom would be the cause of the Bracha, right? So you have Tom of orange juice, for example, that'd
right.
be Hayetz, and then the Tom of an onion or whatever it is cooked would be
right.
Adama. So I think the maskana is that with the suitcase, when you put a beet in water, and then you drink the water afterward, really what you're doing is you're using the water to taste the beet. That activity is tasting beets, and you're just kind of putting it in through different circumstances, but when it comes down to it, you're tasting beets, as opposed to the other case where it's really a byproduct. And if you look at the sugi here, the Shaka of Atari, it seems that they give a bunch of examples where you're clearly tasting a beet, you're tasting a turnip, you're tasting, you know, other types of vegetables. And then the question is, what about a spice, or what about dill? Can you say you're tasting, can you say if you put something that people don't normally eat in water, can you say you're tasting that spice? And then the question is, well, if that's offering a positive quality, then you could say you're tasting dill. And if it's merely negating something, then it would seem you can't say you're tasting something that's just a negation. So therefore, it would be shahakol.
But aren't you tasting the byproduct also? Why can't?
Why is the byproduct not? I guess. I mean, that's a good question. I guess you'd say there that you're.
That's a separate tom.
No, the tom's the same. I mean the.
I mean that's like the Rush's approach.
I thought it wasn't like the Rush's approach. Oh. I thought you mentioned
Why?
That the Rush says it's because of Tom.
That's like the Tosfos. Rush. See, the Rush says... The Rush, if you take a look at the Rush, I mean, it's very brave of you to offer a possibility here. Because it's a hotly debated question. But I think you have to like what the Rush says. I mean, it sounds like it. The Rush, not the Rush on the Gemara of Vash, but on this one.
I didn't read that one.
The Rush says, Maya de Silko, Maya de Lusso, Maya de Shivso, Dorpia Doma, Dekaimelon, Maya de Kulu Shulki Kishulki. So he says, even though it's just the soup and the vegetable taste, you still make a bracha like a bracha on the vegetable itself. Velo domi leme peros. Damrinan el de zeya balmu. Lefisha mashke ein lo tam ha-pri. Right, as I'm using Daniel. That's a different tam. The juice is not the tam of the pri.
Is this a factual question?
The efshar, now is a funny question. Yeah. If you cook a fruit, what bracha do you make? Yeah.
Especially you're saying that it's a different taste.
It's a weird, it's a very weird statement to me, right?
Like, I thought it's apple difficult. Just tastes like apple.
You think apples are good apples, isn't it? It's a good question. I mean, it's a good question.
It's a quantitative thing.
That's the whole sugi. It comes down to him. It tastes, how much it tastes.
I mean, Ben, if I understood Ben correctly, he was saying...
I mean, so what would the Rush say if you cooked truma vegetables? Maya truma vegetables. Is that truma?
Yep.
It can't be.
Why?
It can't be. No one looks like that. Right, Moshe?
I don't know. But
no, the hypothesis that it should be the same.
That Maya is truma vegetables.
The kasha. I mean, if he's saying that's the chiluk,
right?
How much it tastes, right? And that's why you only go be maybe shahakol on the meperos, and the proof was from truma.
Right.
So he should have to say. It would seem the Rush would have to say. That on the May Shlokos of Truma, you should have to make a what? You should be Chayav the Chomish, right? It could be that's part of the suffix over here. Because Truma, you don't get Truma from vegetables, right? You don't get Truma from vegetables.
What do you mean you don't get? They don't give truma.
Peros, right? I mean, it's really only. I mean, really, midoraisa is just grains and.
The Maya Tisaka.
Yeah.
It's not that that's peros.
Okay.
It's only the Indian bracha. Meaning, it's only the same Indian bracha. It's not, in other words, like if Zeya is not the pre itself, certainly the Maya is not the pre. It's just that we're mevarech Indian bracha the Shabbat.
Because maybe the bracha goes
we're
after,
it's
after the
time
we're taking.
I mean, it's
not. I hear what you're
saying. Can I try to take Ben's approach and like a different twist on it? Or Ben's approach? The
is that different than the Rush?
Different than the Rush.
Different than the Rush.
Different than the Rush.
Don't bend it.
I think it's different than Rush. That, because it's not, because the Rush is going into like, ta, okay. It's different than the Rush. That when over here, like Ben was saying, that you're using the water to get to the pre. Like, that's the objective. Like, you put the thing in the water.
I'd rather not do this, right? I'd rather not conjecture on our own. Let's stick with the Rishonim for now. Okay. So that's the Rush. That's the Rush. Right? The Rush is saying that it goes by. The time of the thing. It's difficult to understand, but yeah.
I mean, we were just coming up with a question that, like, when we go back to the Kimpla, the Chiti question.
Right.
So, like, Tosas understood that to be grain that still had time, flour that still had time Chiti. So, but over there wasn't, you know, Pshita that it still maintains Bracha. I mean, it seems difficult to say that it just goes purely based on time.
Right. Okay. Let's take a look at the Rashba. And who wants to? Someone else want to read? Sorry, John.
I can keep on going.
You can keep on going.
Rashba tomorrow.
The eight tefachim v'chometz sit the vanios. Rabbi Eliezer v'chayev keren v'chomesh Rabbi Yeshua poter. So perush Rashi is all mepishalav nitan lamashke hela anavim v'zeisim bovad. Since only anavim v'zeisim are nitan lamashke, hashar kol me peros zeh b'amu. And the other me peros is just zeh v'hainu kamar baravashi.
That's correct. So Rashi is defining the difference between mashke and zeya. That's saying mashke is really a different form of the fruit, and zeya is a complete derivative. This is nitan lamashke. So the mashke is just considered a different form of the real pre. As opposed to Zeya, means there is no form like this. This is just an extraction. It's like a change of the thing. Go ahead.
Mikashali, detenach kulu elachomis sidvanios. Ma'ikel lememar. So I don't understand the devashel tamarim and the yain tapuchim.
Right. Everything else is good except for these little grapes.
Right.
Why?
The adarabo. Lo nitan ela lamashke, because these things are only the objective is only for the mashke. The ain darcho leachel, and their derech is not to be eaten. The derech hayotzim menu leachel, but rather that which comes out from it, that's what's eaten.
Right.
Kedisa benedarim the perik another min on the bush.
Right. And over there, the gemara, that's a mishnah. The question is, you make a neder not to eat these types of grapes. Can't eat the chametz. Morris says over there, and if you make the neder not to drink that chametz, if that's what the whole thing is always used for, then you can't even eat the thing. I think that's what the Morris is saying over there. Right? Normally, the juice is different than the source, unless it's only used for the juice. Then it's like going back to the fruit itself. But anyway, it's clear from there that these are only these are never eaten. That's clear from that. So good. Good.
So now, the Hachinami Kashi Lamasha Perish Betosos. It's also a question according to Tosos' explanation of our Gemara. The Zeisim V'Anavim Ishtanu Leluya. Avo Kol Shar Me Peros Lo Ishtanu Leluya. The Hilkach Kare Lechulhu Zeyabam.
I didn't see that in Antos. Did you see that in Antos? Yeah. Okay, so what's his problem on Rashi? The way he's understanding Rashi is how? How's he understanding Rashi? How's he interpreting Rashi meat and lamashka? That's the derech achila. That's what it's essentially grown for, or used for. These grapes are not grown. I mean, they're just not grown. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. No one plants with the intention this is going to be the stvanios. You know what I'm saying? It's just a byproduct of having a vineyard. You're going to have some that don't make it. But he means to say that their shame goes by the way they're used, essentially. And Rashi is saying that olives and grapes are essentially used for their liquid. And that's why they get a boy priates. That's a kiyum of this pre. And everything else, it's not a kiyum of the pre. It's a distortion of the pre. Right? That's how Rashi is learning Zeya. What does Zeya mean? Zeya means it's like an inferior form of the thing. It's an inferior component of it. So if it's nitan lamashke, that's not Zeya. But if it's really nitan lachila, Then the Zeya is just a side thing. It's an ancillary thing. Right? So his question is, on this chometz, this is the main thing? These anavim are not eaten. So according to Rashi's definition of nitan lamashke, he's saying this chometz should be a pri. Right? And he doesn't like Tosos to say that nothing else gets improved through juice. Through juicing, because these are not edible. The only way you eat them is through the liquid.
Vada ishtanu. and to lay slave really after anything.
Good.
Ulai nemar dekevan shehasid vanios beatzman shehena navim haraim shehena mispashal olam hein gruin ma'od.
Right, they're very bad.
Really puts them down.
Horrible. What?
He really puts them down a lot.
Puts them down, yeah. Good.
Ve'enon ru'uyin gam hayotze mehen afal pishahu yosir ro'i mehen atman.
Right.
And also the yotze mehen, which is the chomet, is also not ro'i, even though it's more ro'i than
right.
themselves. Mikol makom hu garua kol kach she'eno ro'i likros mashke elezei avama.
So that's the so what's the definition of Zaya? She's trying to work out. So what's the definition of Zaya? What's the definition of Zaya? So what's the difference between Mashke and Zaya according to him?
Garua.
Garua. Garua. It was going to this Kasha. It was what? It was in terms of the Pri. Right? Is this in terms of this pre? Is this the bed the good form or the garua form? Right. But that led to a problem with these anovim because it's definitely better. The mashke is definitely better than the pre. But now he's saying that there's an objective idea of garua too. Right. There's an intrinsic zaya. This is intrinsically zaya. Because it just doesn't rise to the threshold, it doesn't break the threshold of quality for mashke. So it's true, it's better than the grape. But the grape was awful. So this is just a little bit better than awful. Doesn't make it into a mashke. But he's saying it's like a qualitative idea and an objective idea. Right, saying it's a subjective and an objective. The first question, Heaton Lamashka, goes by relative to the what's that?
Relative to what it can be used for.
Relative to what it's used for. Right. So if it's essentially used for the liquid, so then that's not considered it's not considered there. Why? Because you can't say that it's a you can't say it's a.
It's an iluya.
You can't say it's a detraction. You can't say it's being degraded. Right? Zaya, he's saying, in other words, what's his definition? Can we have one definition of Zaya? What's his definition of Zaya, basically? The whole thing, the mascara. What's his definition of Zaya? When the Gemara says it's Zaya ba'alma. What's he saying?
Like the Garua's derivative.
It's what?
I can use that. It's a Garua derivative.
No, because the chomet is not a Garua derivative.
Right.
It's a Garua derivative. It's a Garua derivative in terms of the grape. I mean, definitely from the grape. Wine is a positive derivative, and Zaya. Or this case is a Garua derivative.
Not in terms of the grape itself.
It's not Garua from its derivativeness.
That's right. That's what's confusing about the way you're putting it, because you make it sound like it's because of its derivative. The derivation makes it inferior.
Yeah, but what about apple juice?
That's worse than an apple juice.
But if you're looking there's at the thing itself, it's
that's going to be a whole question. That's a separate question, isn't it? Whether we're going to apply it to things like apple juice and orange juice?
No,
not even
the
dvash.
This is
at
only
this
problem.
Point, it was the what? Dvash. Right.
Even that, that's not. Apple juice. But like, you can't have both ways. But is the apple not garua? So, and
what?
The drupal itself is.
What do you mean it's not garua?
You can't be defined as that the original object is garua because the other two cases aren't garua.
Right. The apple is a garua.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah.
Right, so if you just look at the garua derivative, like, from the thing itself.
I'm not going to go with that. This is a bit of
controlling. Yeah. So maybe you can't get one definition for both of these things.
For the Havli and the Maskani.
Right. So what's saying in the way he's learning Rashi? How is he defining as a Zaya? Derech Achila. So what's the difference between a Mashke and a Zaya according to Rashi? According to the way he's learning Rashi?
The original purpose of the food.
Mashke means... Mashke is the liquid form of the fruit. Right? Right? In other words, mashke means that's the liquid way of consuming this fruit. But it has to be derech achila. It has to be, if there's a way of consuming the fruit, if derech achila is through the liquid, then it's called a mashke. Right? But zeya means what? Zeya means that it's a distortion of derech achila. So that's what it means by Zeya. Zeya means it doesn't have the form. And that's really what Zeya means. Zeya means it doesn't have the form of the fruit anymore. Yeah.
He answering for Rashi also?
Yeah.
So how does that fit?
So he's saying now you can't really fit in the chomates into this definition. It won't fit into this definition. It's a different reason why it's Zeya. It's Zeya because it's not a mashke at all. It can't be. It's such an inferior type of a liquid. It can never have the shame of a real derech achila. It must be something that they just... It's better than nothing, but it can never really objectively be considered like a true ochel.
Because you're lacking in the starting.
Because it's intrinsically just such a horrible, worthless thing. It's better than throwing out these... it's better than throwing these things out, but it can never rise to the level of an ochel. It's never really a full ochel, yeah.
Can I ask you a question about his lashon?
One second, yeah.
I was also going to ask a question about
yeah, what's the lashon question?
The problem is that he seems to say at the end that the whole point is that the
he says, Ain roi likros mashke. He says, these can't be called a mashke just because they're so bad.
Right.
They're just so bad.
Why
does
he have to say this whole thing about, like, in the beginning... Like, who cares?
Because his question was his question was at first he thought it's just if it's just a mashke, it just means the liquid way of eating the thing. Right? Just the derech achila, if the derech achila of this pre is liquid, then mashke, mashke is just a change in the way it's consumed. That's all mashke is. But not a change in its entity. Right, if it's essentially to be eaten, then mashke, then the liquid is a whole change of the pre. That's zeya. In other words, the terminology evokes a certain idea. Zeya evokes a certain concept of being a form, not having the form of the original thing.
It's kind of a secondary.
It's like a secondary existence. It's not a form of. It doesn't have the. Doesn't partake of the form of the original thing. The Zeya of everything is the same. Right? Mashke means it's the liquid of that thing. I mean, it's the liquid form of the original. It's a mashke. But... So that was his original way, that if it's neatly le'ochel as a juice, so then it has the din of the original pre, it's just the mashke. Right? And if not, then it's Zeya. The only problem was these grapes are, that is the way to consume it. So it should be a mashke. So you're saying, yeah, but there's one more thing. It has to be of a certain quality. In the end product also have a certain quality. Otherwise, it's just an intrinsic zeh. It's like, it just has nothing, it doesn't have any of its own qualities to be considered like a real food. It's just considered like a zeh. It's lacking tzur, not because it doesn't come from something, not because it's a derivative of something, but that thing itself is lacking the qualities of ochel.
So why does it say that the grape that it comes from itself is really garua?
He's saying that the end product itself is too garua to be considered
He's just saying that to get to the final thing.
He's not changing his original definition. That's the whole point. He's not changing the original definition. He's just saying there's another thing. There's a bottom line. There's a minimal competency that has to be met.
Quality control.
Huh?
Quality control.
Certain, yeah. Right. Mashke, in the bottom line, he's saying the bottom line definition of mashke is a type of ochel. But if the thing doesn't rise to the level of ochel in its own sense, of course it can't be a mashke. It could be a zay if we wanted two reasons. Either because it's not a form of ochel of the original pri, or it's just not fully in the realm of ochel. Okay? Yeah.
If it's not really even in the realm of ochel, I would say bracha on it at all.
Why would you make a bracha on it at all? It's a good question. Apparently it still is... it doesn't say what bracha you make. It doesn't say to make a bracha on this stuff. This is just saying it's not...
Right. Wouldn't be equated with the other things?
It's Zaya. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he's right. Maybe it's so bad that it's not even... But Mustafa, they use it mixed in with other things. I mean, you add it a little bit to other things. Right? Is it considered like a tavlin, or is it considered like a shemen? I don't know. I don't know how it would fall out. I don't know how bad it is, but he's saying it's not something you would enjoy on its own. It's machlokas of the shemen zayas, you make a bracha or not. Could be holds you don't make a bracha. I really don't know. But the point is, it's not a pri. That's the point.
Can you just say simply that, in other words, Rashi's whole idea is that it has to be like an idea that in the brief this thing is nitzal l'mashke. So that'd be...
That's a different svara!
I'm saying a different approach to answering this question on Rashi.
A different approach. We're not up to a different approach now. We're doing the Rashi now. Okay. So how does he learn the Mei Shlokos? Alright, let's see. Where should we pick it up? How far did you get? Someone jumped too far ahead. Who wrote these things over here? I would continue over here. I would pick it up where?
Ella Mashma.
I can't see that.
It's the first one line is Bore.
Bore Priya 8. Ella Mashma time. Right. Lochal Shem. Elzei Abaham. Right. Yes, right.
What about above? That is
no, that's the Ravid. I don't want
to do the Ravid. Okay. So Ella Mashma?
Right.
I'm going to demarcate my own.
Ella Mashma. Let's pick up from there.